Hi, Ed.
This is Ed, yes.
Hi. What's on your mind, sir?
I'm 87 years old, and I have a blood pressure problem. They have been giving me lisinopril, 5 milligrams a day, 10 milligrams a day, 15 milligrams a day in various combinations, and I go from too high to too low. Any other comments?
Yeah. Quite a while ago, somebody pointed out that the pathway, and this is all the pathway means is the one chemical reaction to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, that lisinopril blocks, and that's how it brings down blood pressure for most people, is blocking that pathway, is also blocked by vitamin D. And why the medical profession doesn't make use of that is because of the word patent, sir. Now, I did learn from a couple of Boeing engineers who were on one of the pill medications and took their blood pressure every day, that the vitamin D took at least 3 months to start working, whereas the lisinopril works really rapid. And I'm not sure why that is, but they had the charts to prove it. I think it's because, gee, if we moved to the tropics and put ourselves out in the sunshine, it would take 3 or 4 months for us to get acclimatized to the stuff. Maybe that's it. But anyway, that's one thing. But one other thing, sir, is that so commonly helpful, and it is helpful for increasing the blood flow all over the body as well as lowering the blood pressure. And I won't tell you this is the only thing. There are several other natural things that can be looked at, but we don't have time for all of them. So this one's the most simple. Are you at all familiar with something called nitric oxide, sir?
Nitric oxide, yes.
Okay. And do you have any of those nitric oxide test strips that they sell in the big box drug stores and they sell them in some of the health food stores?
Mm-hmm.
You do. Have you checked yourself?
Nope.
Okay, you just stick one under the tongue, and if it turns bright magenta pink, then your body is making lots of nitric oxide. But if it doesn't turn bright magenta pink, your body is not making lots of nitric oxide, and your blood vessels don't dilate as well. That's the point. And some men have found that if they either eat the foods, which include beets and spinach, or they take the supplements, and the main one there is something called L-citrulline, C-I-T-R-U-L.
L-what?
L-C-I-T-R-U-L, another L and I-N-E, L-citrulline. And it requires, depending on the guy, between 2 and 4 grams, which is 2 to 4,000 milligrams a day. They take that, and they wait 3 or 4 days, because it takes 3 or 4 days. They take, let's say, 2 grams, and they wait 3 or 4 days, maybe 4 or 5 days, and take the test strip again, and, oh, look, the color's better. But it's not up to optimal yet, which is the bright pink, and so they go up stepwise, 1 gram at a time, checking themselves every 4 or 5 days because it takes time for the body to process into the full amount. And when you get to the bright pink, which for many men is 3 or 4 grams a day, I know a couple of guys who had to go to 5, on that strip, then you don't have to check yourself every day anymore as long as you keep taking the stuff. Maybe you can check yourself every few weeks to make sure it's still working. And oddly enough, since it dilates blood vessels all over the body, and there's more blood vessel, more internal room inside the blood vessel to flow, why, the blood pressure goes down. And funny thing, but we also get better nutrient and oxygen delivery to every organ in the body, sir. So that would be the first natural way to approach this. Vitamin D takes a while. I wouldn't neglect the vitamin D, but get your vitamin D level checked. Work with a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to tell you, well, at that level, you need this much. And then in 3 or 4 months, it'll be working. But for much quicker effect, get those nitric oxide test strips and check yourself and adjust your dose of either beets and spinach or L-citrulline until you get to fully bright pink on the strip. And then you probably will see, I can't guarantee it, but you'll probably see a result on your blood pressure. And the nice thing is that that's something you can do yourself. You don't need any help from a physician to put some under your tongue.
What's the first 2 letters after the L dash?
C-I.
What?
C.
Again?
I. The letter C, A-B-C, C-I.
C-I.
Yes, and then T-R.
Yep, R-U-L-L-I-N-E. Right.
You got it, sir.
Nitric oxide. I take 5,000 units of D3 a day. Is that too much or too little?
Don't know. It's probably. For many people, that's spot on. About half of everybody living in our area, that's spot on. There are a few people who need more, and the only way you can tell that is by getting a blood test for vitamin D. You'd have to work with a physician on that.
Okay. Okay, I came in around 40.
Oh, good grief, sir. The tropical optimal is what people have if they live in the tropics, get enough sun, don't burn themselves to death, they know better. And that tropical optimal runs between 60 and 100. And I am not kidding you, that's what the tropical optimal is. So since that's what people in the tropics can live with and they don't die of too much vitamin D from sunshine, I recommend that everybody get up into that tropical optimal to get the maximal effect, safe effect now, from vitamin D. So it sounds like in your particular circumstance, which is not unheard of, you definitely need more than 5,000. But on this, I'd be working with a doctor, sir.
Okay, very good. What's your ideal number for D as a minimum?
Smack in the middle of the tropical optimal. 60 to 100, bang, 80 is right in the middle.
D3, D to bring you to 60.
Minimum, but I like to see 80 because the range is 60 to 100.
60, 80, 100.
There you go.
Okay. I go back and look at what they did and ask for some comment. I can check that, and that will automatically tell me to go take an extra D every day or every other day.
Only if you're working with a physician who knows about natural medicine. If you're working with a conventionally educated physician, and I'm not criticizing, they thought they were getting a good education, they'll tell you, oh my gosh, 40, you better not go any higher. But remember, in the tropics, they're between 60 and 100.
And don't have any ill effects of that.
That isn't exactly correct, sir.
I appreciate it very much. You do a great service. Thank you.
And thank you for calling.